Yeah, I don't see anything yet, babe.
You don't see what?
She asked if I could see the baby.
Okay. So you do not see any part of the baby now?
Not yet.
Okay. What kind of position is she in?
She's leaning on the edge of a couch on her forearms.
Okay.
Kind of 90 degrees bent.
Is she standing or is she on her knees?
Standing on her feet.
Okay.
They've dispatched paramedics.
When did her water break? How long ago?
5 minutes.
Okay. Let me know when she has a contraction, okay?
Okay. She's in a contraction right now. She just started about 10 seconds ago.
Okay. Let me know when she has another one.
Okay. That one just finished.
That was the first one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are your house numbers marked out of the road?
No. The easiest thing would be to look for the entrance to the church, and then if you're coming in from the north, take an immediate right, and the driveway's right there.
Okay. So, but you're before you get to the church, right? Or you pull? Oh, okay, I see it. You pull into the church driveway, and then your driveway is off of that one.
Correct. Like okay. Immediately to your right.
Okay. And what was the name of that church?
Union Church. You're doing great, babe. Keep breathing, keep breathing. Stay right there.
Just tell her to take deep breaths between the contractions.
That was, I think, the completion of the second one.
Okay, so about 2 minutes apart right now. Tim, there's a couple of things I want you to go get just in case she starts to have the baby before they arrive. I want you to go get some dry towels and a blanket to wrap the baby in and get a string or a shoelace to tie around the umbilical cord after delivery, okay? Also get a safety pin or something sharp if you can. You get dry towels and a blanket and some type of string or shoelace.
I'm working on getting those things right now.
Okay.
Does it have to be, can it be larger than a safety pin?
It can be just something sharp.
Something sharp, okay.
Mm-hmm.